Blog Talk Radio.
Virginia. I'll be changing locations on the 1st of February. Lots of things are changing on the Norm at Night show on the 1st of February. First of all, Norm is still holding out. He refuses to go pay with the Blog Talk Radio people, so they're going to cut my presence down to a half hour a day live broadcast. And believe it or not, they're going to kick the fat left-hander right out of prime time. So the big question is, should we bring in Norm at Night at 6 p.m. or should we bring in Norm at Night at 11 p.m.? We're going to go, since we've had some success at 11 p.m., we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the 11 o'clock time on the 1st of February. Big news, Norm at Night. Big news, Trevin. Big news. Norm at Night went over the 20,000 listener mark. Sometime this afternoon, we hit 20,195 listeners. Yeah, that faithful audience of the Norm at Night show. You want to call in tonight, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number, 347-945-6713. Help us on the way to 30,000. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? That's a great question. It's really hard for me to think about what to talk about tonight because usually I work during the day. But, of course, here in Virginia, there was no school today, so Norm wasn't working. But when Norm had some – oh, shoot. Oh, there's my cell phone. What Norm has done today is spend a wonderful day – with his mother-in-law. Yes. Oh, my God. I am so loaded up here. I'm trying to find out what's going on. And that's Skype. Let's see what happens if I hit Twitter Epic. I don't really know what's going on in the world today because I haven't paid much attention to the world today. I don't know what I'm going to do today. You know, I'm trying to listen to what's going on in the other room. I'm trying to talk here on the radio. Oh, what should we do? Why doesn't somebody give me a call? Give us something to talk about. 347-945-6713. You'll be on with the fat left-hander. We also got a chat room going. Let's see if anybody's joined us. Hey, we do. Hey, guest 7449. How are you? Welcome to the Norm at Night Show. Why don't you... give us a call on the live line or talk to us here in the chat room. It's a real great information that we're over the 20,000 listener mark. I'm feeling real good about that. Maybe I'm feeling good about nothing, and it's just what you should expect. But the Norm at Night show, no big name support, no big name anything, not really spending any money, and we've managed to get an audience of 20,000 listeners. I'm really happy about that. Well, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but we're 5 minutes into the show. Let me see if I can find out some stuff to talk about. Anyway, yeah, there's conversations going on all over here. I gotta see if I can check into my Twitter. Anybody want to talk with Norm? You know the number. Twitter.com. Here we go. I don't even know where sign in comes. Anyway, I'm having trouble. Gosh. Is that Doug? No, I'm telling him to call the show, 347-945-6713. 945. He doesn't want to call the show?
He says he has the number and he's going to call.
All right.
Should I give Warren a call?
Why not?
I love it. Here we go.
Actually, that was a pretty big deal, going over 20,000. I'm very happy about that. I'm not getting much news on my Twitter today. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to do it on my cell phone. But let's see what's going on in the world. 347-945-6713. I got five lines open. A lot of promises, wow. No callers.
I'm sitting with Uncle Norman in his apartment in Virginia, and he's on Norman Knight right now. He's sitting with me on Norman Knight.
Absolutely, I'm on Norman Knight. Three, four, seven. 945.
945?
Yes.
Okay. 945.
6713.
6713.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, good. Buffalo Roster. Good.
I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Hey, you know, I was reading my Buffalo News, because most listeners know that Norm was born and raised in Buffalo. Donnie Esmond's a columnist for the Buffalo News. Actually wrote a column. He says, "You think these Canadians think I used a maple leaf for toilet paper?" I didn't wait. We got a call coming in. Hey, you're on the line with Norm. Go ahead.
Hey, what kind of Canadians we talking here?
Hey, you know, I'm reading the Buffalo News last week. Donny Esmond, he writes this column about how the Canadians acted at those hockey championships. They all go crazy, and Donny Esmond says, "Hell yeah, what a thought, I wiped my ass with a maple leaf."
Oh, man. How about they weren't allowed on their planes after they won, the frickin' Russians?
How about the Russians?
Yeah.
The Russians got so drunk, they threw them off the plane. But, you know, I watched the first two periods of that game. I said, the Russians, they're done. I'm just going away. This is stupid to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't give it anything. That third period.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have given anything to see those Canadians taking the shorts like that.
So you had a good day, huh? Hello? Hey, welcome to the Norm and Knight Show. I don't know what happened. I got a computer glitch reboot. Oh, my God. I can't believe that happened. I'm really sorry. I have no idea how I have 20,000 listeners after what's going on here. I should be back on the radio very quickly. My computer rebooted itself. Because it's got a big Windows update, and oh my Lord, I don't know what to do. How many times have you guys had your computer's Windows update? Oh God, I'm gonna try to get the computer started now. Hold on a minute. All right, I'm still trying. I'll be back in a minute on the on the switchboard, so I should be able to bring some callers in. Hey, that 716 caller talking hockey with me, if you're still listening, give us a call back in about 5 minutes, if you don't mind. I'm trying to get the switchboard back up and running. Let's see what's going on here. Still not having much luck here. Let me just get my network connected here. Yeah, now we're making progress. Oh, boy. This is just a disaster of a Norman Night Show. I'm going to cut it off at 9:30 today if I don't get some satisfaction here. I'm starting to think I'm just a complete moron. I'm getting back to Blog Talk Radio. Norm at Night. Let's see what happens here. I should be with you in a minute. There's the switchboard. It's coming back. Hey, welcome to Norm at Night. Yeah, I'm logged in. I got 5 lines open, 347. 945-6713. I can take your calls again. Norm is back up and functioning after a computer foobar.
Okay, say hi to Rob. Tell him Shitbird's got to win.
And, you know, I really not too caring about the, let's see if my Windows installed new updates. Well, thank you, Windows. Don't you just love it, listeners, when your Windows installs new updates? Hotsy totsy dootsy. Norm is not a happy camper. All right, well, then I better keep that switchboard open. There's that switchboard. No callers yet, everybody. Anybody out there still listening? Not that there should be. 347-945-6713. I guess we can talk football. I got no politics to talk. Who even cares about football? The Pittsburgh Steelers, they play the Baltimore Ravens, right? You got a murderer on one team, a rapist on the other. Who do you want to win? You know, maybe the girl who claims she got raped by, what's his name? I can't even say it. Roethlisberger. You know, maybe she watched a game. What do you think? You think she watched a game? Or maybe a brother or sister, the guy that got killed outside that Miami hotel with Ray Lewis standing there and all his peeps beating the shit out of the guy. You know, maybe they were listening. I don't know. Let's just, you know, and then the poor guy, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with, I mean, right about killing dogs, but, you know, he goes to prison for 3 years. The other guy watches a man get killed. Who knows what he had to do with it? And he makes a plea deal. Yeah, you buy the tickets to go see those guys, as my father used to say. You buy the tickets. Still waiting for, and then, or those NBAers, they're even better. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like a big giant plantation. Let me get a chat session started here. see if anybody's picking up on the show. We're about 20 minutes in now, and I had a Windows restart. Hey, Colt, you're on. I'm really glad to hear it. You know, why don't you give us a call, 347-945-6713. Hey, guest 7449. You're welcome, too. You know, let's have a three-way. I'm so sick of a Windows reboot. It didn't even warn me. I must have said, you know, all of a sudden my computer turned itself off. I got a caller on the line. I'm never going to hear from that guy again. You know, he's probably called me out for good. Yeah, I was talking to him on the line. I got my brother-in-law, Grand Doug, sitting here. God, we spent some good times together last summer in Madison, Wisconsin, watching the Madison Ducks. Was that it? The Madison Mallards. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I went to visit my, you know, I promised myself last year I might go back to Milwaukee for the Italian Festival in July, but, you know, they had a big Italian riot there in 1918. And I found this book in the Madison Airport all about it. It was really pretty cool. The problem is, you know, there are, as I told you last week, real possibilities that Norm at Night could be coming to you from somewhere in Alaska the next week. And that'd be really pretty interesting. Hey, I got two callers on. Hold on. Go ahead, 916, you're on with Norm.
Hey,
go ahead, 716, you're on with Norm. We got a three-way here. Let's go for it.
Oh, Jesus.
A three-way, wow.
Oh, boy.
I feel like a light bulb.
Hey, this is a children's show. Remember, this show is...
That's why I said I felt like a light bulb. I would have said
something
else.
I get it. I broke my goddamn glasses.
Moron,
that's right. Norm the moron.
You moron.
I've had a real good day today. You know, I had frutti di mare today for dinner.
Oh, my favorite.
I know. I thought about you while I was eating it. And and then there was some beautiful penne and veal parmesan across the table
yes.
from me.
You know what? You sound like Rosemary when you say beautiful. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Wow, you know, you can't take...
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Yeah, the apple doesn't roll far from the tree. That's right. Beautiful. That's why Rosemary used to say that, didn't she?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think my sister says that, too. But anyway, so what's new? Wow, I got the East Coast and West Coast on here. Whose dog is that I hear?
Oh, that's my neighbor's dog.
I
just let my cat out, and so he's over there intimidating the dog.
I see.
That's
well, you know, come February the 1st, Norm at Night will be coming to you again at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Because Norm's been kicked out of prime time for good this time. I couldn't find my way back in.
Oh.
Unless I'm willing to pay.
Yeah, why should you have to pay? Because they're making money off this, I'm assuming. I mean, you know.
Well, I actually get a cut, too.
Well, there.
You know, so if anybody clicks their ads. See, right now, I don't know. Are there ads on the page you use to connect to Norm at Night?
In fact, they rotate them. So the page is continually updating.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's what goes on. It's always going.
Oh, I'm not very happy about that.
Most of the ads are promotions for their top radio shows, you know.
Well,
you know,
Norm at Night's a pretty top show, you know. We went over the 20,000 mark.
Yeah. Well,
we're probably nothing, but still, we did go over the 20,000 mark. We're at 20,195 going into the show today.
Mm.
I was really, you know, I'm kind of proud about that.
Mm-hmm.
I had another 716 number on from Florida not too long ago, but he was on the line when, excuse me, he was on the line when the computer rebooted.
Oh, so you lost
Talking politics and popular culture with the fat left-hander. You want to talk some I had a cannoli tonight where you could die for it. Was that cannoli good?
I can't think of it. It's been so many years since I had a cannoli.
It was ice cold, you know, and it just like, and then you drank the hot coffee. Oh, it was spectacular. And the minestrone soup. That thing, it did come out of a Progresso can, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. It was the salad. Could have gone either way. Too much vinegar in the dressing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't really like vinegar.
I like
Caesar
dressing anyway, so.
But, then I thought I left my credit card in the restaurant. I had to go back for it. It was just in a different place in my wallet.
Hey, your son left his credit card at the bar the night we were all there at Thanksgiving.
I thought he didn't pay or something.
No, he just left. He left the tab open all night. I don't know who put stuff on there, but we went there the next day and got it.
Was it a big tab?
It was.
Oh, serves him right.
Whoops.
Hey, stuff happens. He's got the money.
Well, how old is your son?
Once it's funny. What?
I say how
old is Greg? Gosh, he's 28.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, he's 28.
Yeah,
he turned 28 in September.
My nephew Jake graduates this year, maybe 18 or whatever, something like that.
Oh, okay, from high school.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else I found out today just stunned me? There's something the matter with this world. Buffalo, New York, carton of cigarettes costs $98.
You're kidding.
No.
That's insane.
How much does it cost in California?
I get Marlboro's for 46, and that's at the supermarket. That's a high price. If I go
smoke, I forgot.
Yeah, but
We just got a pack of a carton of Marlboro's in Virginia for 37, but that was with a coupon.
Oh, okay.
No, New York, it's at tax and.
Oh, how did that happen in Buffalo? I mean, I know New York City is like that, but...
I don't know. Well, the same taxes in Buffalo as in New York City, same state.
Yeah, well, you can do like...
You can still go on the Indian reservation.
Well, that's what everybody does. They go to the reservation and buy about 10 cartons, and they sell half of them.
Yeah, but
and
they
make
money.
The problem
is, even you go to the reservation, you got to have $500 to buy 10 cartons.
Well, no. I see. You're getting them. You're buying them in the reservation for $50, and that's half price. Holy God!
Yes, isn't that astounding?
Oh, that's insane, man. You know. Well, all that's what's happening. I mean, obviously there's a lot of smuggling and counterfeiting going on.
Well, they say there's places here in Virginia where you can go get them without the tax stamps on them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same thing here.
And then you got a, you know, I mean, then you're a cigarette runner, a smuggler.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you load up a semi full of cigarettes, you know, just buy them in North Carolina, and drag them over here, that's a $500,000 truckload.
easily.
By the time you get it here and you sell it, you know. And then all they do is put the fake California stamps on them, and then you can sell them anywhere you like.
It's big business.
Yeah, well, you know. You can't keep taxing these products, you know, out of existence.
Hey, we lost 716.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I hope she
called
back.
Hey, you know what? You know what somebody was harassing me about yesterday?
What's that?
They wanted me to tell them where the Constitution says we can have a health care bill.
Oh. Well, with
me, it's really easy. It's in the first line. Provide for the general welfare.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but that's not what they're going to use. You know they're going to use the Commerce Clause.
I don't care about that. Fine, that's the second reason.
That's what they're going to use. I mean, that's the second reason. Well, they use the Commerce Clause for all their drug, DEA arrests and all that.
Well, they should.
Well, they use it for almost anything.
Anything is commerce.
Well, yeah. Well, some of it is commerce, and some of it is.
Is what?
Well, okay. Here's a case from California from 2005, 2006.
Gonzalez. Hey, why don't you all give us a call at 347-945-6713 and jump in on this discussion about the Commerce Clause?
Okay.
Go
ahead. Here's the case: Gonzalez versus Reich.
Yeah, this
okay.
is always
Mr.
the one they talk about.
Okay, the one we talk about all the time. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, he's got a marijuana plant growing in his backyard. The DEA comes in and busts him. Cultivation.
Right.
Okay. The evidence, now the defense says the plant's growing in his yard. He has no intention of selling it. He has no intention of transporting it over state lines. It's just a plant growing in his yard. The government, the government argues that even if the potential exists that he might sell it or he might take it over state lines is enough for them to make the arrest. And the Supreme Court agrees.
Arrest him for what? That's the critical issue here.
Possession and cultivation of marijuana.
Is that a crime?
Yes.
Well, then they should be able to arrest him.
But the defense of the crime, you know, the government case cited the Commerce Clause. Now, if they can do that for a marijuana plant, they can do that for my rose bush. They can do that for my tomato plants next year.
If you sell rose bushes, absolutely. If you sell the tomatoes, absolutely.
No. I don't have to do that. Only the potential. That was the case. The potential that I might take this over a state line, which could be illegal, you know. Or sell it, which
well,
I would
not. Well, the big issue is it illegal for it to be in your backyard?
Well, you mean as far as marijuana? It's legal according to state law, yes. At least for this guy. He would say he had a marijuana, you know, medical prescription.
Oh, one of those medical marijuana
right,
guys. Well, I mean, I don't know, you know. What else do you do with a marijuana plant? It's not pretty.
I don't know. I think they're very attractive. Are you kidding? Aromatic. You can make tea.
I guess.
It does have legitimate medicinal purpose, so.
So does whiskey. You can't give it to a 10-year-old.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you know, here's another bizarre example of the laws that we have. I can grow opium poppies all I want.
Okay.
The minute I score one of those pods to get that alkaline, the sap out of it, then I'm breaking the law. I can grow it all I want, but I can't cultivate it for, you know, to extract the opium, you know. Or
well,
I can't,
well, back
or
to
I
the
can't
marijuana guy.
It, you know.
So if, well, wait a minute. If Gonzalez just grows a marijuana plant in his yard,
mm-hmm.
that marijuana plant goes to seed. The wind spreads those seeds to yards around him.
It's a possibility.
Who is responsible for the distribution of that marijuana?
God.
Oh, I would love to hear that in court. God.
I use him when he's convenient. But anyway. But the example is, you know, or what the point, only point I'm trying to make is that the Commerce Clause has been distorted to the point where it is in, and the Supreme Court has stated it gives the federal government nearly unlimited power. So, as far as the the mandate to purchase health insurance, it's the strongest case that the Obama administration can make, because there's a whole huge track record. You know, I mean, many, many cases they can use as examples. And so there's you know, it's their best chance of winning. You know,
yeah, but you know, here's the nobody. Everybody just ignores it. Nobody complains about people being forced to buy auto insurance if they
drive
a car.
Well,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. The states have been doing this for a very long time.
So now to say that it's not legal for the federal government to tell people they have to do it is ludicrous.
Right, right. You know, although, I mean, there's other elements of it. I mean,
when I moved down here, the district of, you didn't have to have auto insurance in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't have to have it. And so that's why everybody in the surrounding jurisdiction had to have oodles of uninsured motorist coverage just in case you ran into somebody from D.C. who didn't have insurance.
Yeah, well, I have, you know, that same coverage because I know that 25% of the cars on the road here are not insured because they can't afford it.
I don't know. Maryland, Maryland's got the whole thing computerized.
Yeah.
You know, and I turned in a car to, you know, I donated it to someplace, you know, and I just dilly-dally 2 days going to turn the plates in,
mm-hmm.
you would have thought I committed a capital crime. I got a $100 fine.
Mm.
It was horrible. Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, I jumped a car, about maybe 20 some years ago, and that car, it still ran. And that car ended up all over the damn state before it finally died and somebody abandoned it. And I was constantly getting letters and this and that. And I,
you know, actually, that happened to me with one of mine, too. Somebody got a ticket or something or hit and ran with it or
something. Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't had the proof of transfer of title, I could have been in some issue.
Yeah, see, I had all that. You know, same thing.
Right,
I
know, but if you don't, you know, it can be really ugly for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know. So,
but I only had it by accident, not on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I expected that car to be junked and, ended up, stripped for parts and whatever. And they ended up, somebody said, hey, it runs, I'm going to take it out. The thing is that the timing belt was off, the water pump was shot. I mean, there were a lot of things wrong. You could run it for like 5-10 miles and it would die, so.
No, when they get a ticket, they come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Parking tickets are, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I haven't had one in many, many years, so,
A parking ticket?
Yeah, no, I don't.
I just got one in the district, man. Yeah, I barely had time to, think out, I better pay this. And all of a sudden, it went from 30 to 60.
Yeah, I know. Around here, it's
they
the
don't
same
mess
thing.
Around in Washington.
Yeah, well, for us, it's, given the shortage of revenue from their normal sources, they beefed up all that sort of thing. So fines,
yeah, well,
the fines are.
And the other problem is, if I want to go into the district, I've got to pay the tickets, because if that ticket's outstanding,
mm-hmm.
And I exceed a time limit or something, I have the boot on the car.
Yeah, and around here, they do a check, and if you have outstanding tickets, you can't register your car, when it comes due.
Oh, well, they do that, too, yeah.
Yeah,
But I'm talking about the meter maid and their meter person in the district. They see my car there, like I exceed a meter or something, or I'm parked in a, residential zone or something, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
When they, outstanding ticket, they call the guy, they put the boot on it, and all of a sudden it's $300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you got to pay the ticket.
Right. And then if they tow your car off.
Oh, then you got to figure out where they towed it to.
Yeah. Around here, they take them to private lots. And they charge you $75 a day for storage.
Well, I actually had a car towed away. I think they stole it. They claim they made a mistake. Towed the wrong car away. And then I had a wife and babies pleading with me not to send her husband to jail.
Oh, man.
And then I was told her all I want is the radio back in my Porsche.
Yeah.
Oh, somehow they found a radio.
That was the old green one?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a great car. Yeah, anyway, I was I don't know. Somebody sends me some chess shop, and they just had a big sale on backgammon sets.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those big ones, the cork boards?
Oh, sure.
They were big ones, though. I mean,
right.
The little fold-up ones.
Yeah,
but
they were.
They are $99 now.
Oh. Well, they were pretty expensive back in the day, too, I think.
Were they? I didn't remember them. This was on sale.
Yeah, they would have been. Well, they were in the $50 range in the 1970s.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right. But it was those big lots. Was it you who made those Las Vegas dice?
Yeah.
The big red ones.
When I worked at George and Company, yeah, I made the preserve.
Yeah, those big red ones. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still
what did
have
you
it.
Do at George and Company?
I made dice.
What were you
I made
supposed
dice?
To be doing?
I made dice and I made poker chips.
Really?
I worked in the front as a sales, you know, I did sales too, but, you know. But pretty much I made dice, and I, the dice were, you know, that was a real technique. You really had to know what you were doing.
Yeah, they were very nice. I remember them.
Yeah.
Red with white spots.
Right. They were, they were precision dice. They were precise within a 1/10,000th of an inch. They were perfectly balanced. You know, you had everything had to be exactly right. And then the old guy, George, would come out and measure every single one of them to perfection, you know, before they went out.
And to make it right.
Yeah.
To...
yeah. You know, and these were, you know, but you had to do that for the casinos. You know, the ones, especially the ones that
right,
had
they
any...
were for the craps tables.
Yeah, well, it depended where they were going because, you know, you had government regulations and everything, you know, to make sure that they were not fixed in any way. Because all they would need for them to have a slight imbalance, and then they were considered fixed dice, you know.
Right, oh no, I know. Hey, everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. Remember, this is the second last show coming to you from Virginia. I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still be in Virginia, but I am moving to the plains from Cat Harpen. I actually got a new place, a little cheaper, right next to school. I can walk.
Oh, wow.
And so that'll save me $40 or $50 a week in gas.
Yeah.
So that'll be, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a good thing.
So you'll be maintaining multiple households, huh?
Well, I've been doing that for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now it will cost a little less to maintain those multiple households.
Mm.
And we'll be able to dedicate more money to the famous Norm at Night show, 347-945-6713. That's still the number. And there's still four lines open if you want to join this meandering conversation. Oh, don't you dare go to sleep on me.
Who's
this
that?
This meandering conversation, my computer gets. Let me see who's in the chat room. Just the cult in me.
Yeah, well.
You know, I don't blame you, people. I'll get this computer stuff. Maybe I should just become a pay show. Because they do cut me in on the ad revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the principle.
Well,
hey, why doesn't every listener out there, let me think about it. I'm going to establish a post office box, and if you all want to each send me a dollar, I need $399 to put the show on a pay basis.
Per year? Per month?
Per year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's less. It's $29. It's $30 a month.
Oh, okay.
Times 12 months, so 300, about 360 actually.
Hmm.
Unless I've missed the last day for the cut rate, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And the other thing that's going to happen, I haven't decided completely yet, but when I get to the new place to, turn up the Norm at Night show, I may actually turn on the TV again.
Oh, you haven't been watching television?
I haven't watched TV in 3 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, actually, I take that back. Whenever I'm in Bowie, there's TV.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I really miss is the Morning Joe show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have to watch it when I get home at night.
Mm.
you know, on the internet, although I see it all.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, much of what, I mean, the highlights of nearly every show, cable show, they all tend to be available. You know, all of these cable stations have their own website. You know, so you can see Chris Matthews and Ed Schultz and all. You know,
oh, I know, I know.
There,
I love,
you know,
the, I like the. Although he's getting a little tiresome to me.
I don't know.
You know, and then I think, oh my God, if Ed's getting tiresome to you, what do you think your list? You're getting to your listeners. Because you're sounding a whole lot like Ed.
Yeah, well, I don't mind Ed. He, you know, he's pretty good. I mean, you know, he's your basic, you know, homeboy liberal. I guess that's what I'd call him.
yeah, right, exactly, just like me.
And he's very much pro labor, and he's unrelenting in his. In his convictions. Oberman annoys me. Chris Matthews interrupts too much. Although
why does Oberman annoy you?
He's using many of the same tactics and techniques that he accuses the right of. He uses himself. So I don't think his vocabulary can be, inciting. He's not above a few derogatory remarks about appearance or whatnot, you know, things that are irrelevant, you know. I don't know what it is exactly, but he just does. And his worst person in the world thing, as much as he tries to defend it, you're still calling someone the worst person in the world, which is maybe a step below worse than Hitler, or maybe it's a step above worse than Hitler.
You'll get a big kick out of this. That just reminded me. My new dig, it's an old house. It's an outhouse.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Attached to the house, a one-holer.
Oh, that.
I mean, it's not in use anymore, but it's
right,
still there.
Right. So you're going to convert that room into something else?
No, it's outside.
That could be the
still attached to the house.
That could be the TV room. You wouldn't have to go anywhere, you know.
And I'll send you some pictures. I'll put some pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, outhouses were responsible for, cholera and typhoid back in the 19th century.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, more or less, you know. We polluted the water.
You get cholera and typhoid, it's spreading like wildfire in Haiti.
Yeah,
actually, is there typhoid too, or...
I've only heard of cholera, but that is something. I'm probably wrong with making a judgment. I won't make a judgment, but I'll just make a comparison.
Uh-huh.
You know, just knowing what happened to Europe after World War II, you know, the destruction was even worse. Yet, you know.
Those people,
they didn't just sit on their ass and wait for help. Well, I guess they didn't have a choice. There was an army there telling them to work, you know.
They had stars and stripes flying on their flagpoles.
Yeah, and you also had guys with guns who said, clear these roads, get all the rubble out of here. But, you know, and you also had the Marshall Plan, so... But on the other hand, it's like, you know, if you've got nothing else to do, somebody should be doing this stuff. And who better than the people who live there, you know? That's So I you know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, has not enough money gone down to help them, or is it all being, is there a lot of, you know, graft and corruption and the money's being, you know, skimmed? I don't know, you know.
Well, part of the other part of the problem is it's one of the poorest places on earth to begin with.
Right, right.
Europe wasn't that. The people are really unskilled. They're good at nothing.
Mm.
Europe wasn't that. Well, sure, I don't mean to say they're good at nothing, but
they
can't
skilled.
Do a lot.
Yeah. They aren't skilled laborers, right?
Right.
You know. So
they're
I
not
would
educated.
Not.
They don't read. They don't write. For the most part. Not all of them. I have
yeah.
some Haitian friends that would, you know, if they heard this, would probably kill me.
Oh, well, that's not good.
But anyway, at school, we got a bunch of kids that are trying to raise $3,500 to take down to Haiti and build a well called the Wakefield Well.
Oh, oh, oh.
And on that note, oh, wait, I got 5 minutes left. I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to build the Wakefield Well. $3,500 raised by selling cupcakes.
Okay, so there's someone down there with a hydraulic drill.
Yeah, I mean, there's
who's
some
willing
aid,
to drill this well.
Just waiting to take your $3,500 and drill this well.
Okay.
Well, it's actually a pretty cool thing, and the little girl is going, she's actually arranged to go down there herself and watch the well be drilled.
Oh, wow.
And February 8th, so I guess she's got two or three weeks to get the rest of the money
mm-hmm.
for the Wakefield well.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, you know,
you know, it is. You know, I forget how many people this well will provide water for. But I just, you know, I guess the groundwater is okay.
Oh. Yeah, that sort of surprised, I don't know why, but it surprises me that, you know. But on the other
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, I'm surprised
what,
that, I'm surprised that there's fresh well, you know, I guess it's an island in the middle of the ocean.
Right, right.
Why isn't the groundwater brackish?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
But
now,
she's got
there are,
really neat
yeah, but there are
presentation, you know, with little kids drinking out of ditches, and it jerks a tear, and everybody buys these dollar cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to sell 3,500 of them. I don't know how
oh.
many they've sold so far.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
means that every kid in the school has got to buy 10 cupcakes because they only have 450 students.
Or the parents got to buy them, or teachers got to buy them. Somebody.
Yeah, well, you know, we have 70 teachers. I suggested that, you know, each teacher give $50 and it's done.
Oh, yeah, I guess it could go that way, but, you know, but they got to work, you know, to do this, to make it meaningful, you know what I mean?
I guess.
I've never quite understood
that. I remember when my children were on soccer teams, you know, everybody's got to come and work at the hot dog roast. Here, it's $100.
Yeah, yeah.
My time is worth more than working at the hot dog
roast.
Well,
you know, and see, you know, when I worked at McClatchy and they would have these projects, you know, for similar type things, and they would have they would want people to go out on the streets and sell special edition newspapers. Always
mm-hmm.
for the Shriners Hospital.
Always for the Shriners Hospital.
Yeah, they love the Shriners, you know. So, you know, so you would have to get up at 4 a.m. and go to some street corners with these bright yellow T-shirts and freeze your butt off, you know, selling trying to sell newspapers to the cars on the street corners and all that. And, you know, I would just write them a check and say, you know, I ain't going on the corner.
Right, no, I agree. And, by the way, we're coming to the end of another Norm at Night. Don't forget to tune in next week for the last show from Cat Harpen. And remember, February 1st, because that is a Tuesday, we're going to the 11 o'clock hour again for 30 minutes instead of an hour. So it'll be a jam-packed show. So that's 6 p.m. for you guys out on the coast. And Norm is still thinking about whether or not he's going to go to Alaska this summer. So I'm going to hang up now because my brother-in-law is here with me. And I will talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, man.
All right, take it easy. Thanks
take
for
care.
Calling. We're out of here.
No problem. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.